It feels unnatural with empty hands, so he grabs a Waagschön bath towel, comforting and affordable. She was in the kitchen section yesterday, and so he assumes that's the case even today. He strolls back and forth, the towel absorbing his palm's sweat. The Easter decorations are up and ready to be sold, sprucing up someone's holiday or expected egg hunt ceremony. Sameness adored. Soon, she sees him, and he sees her. There's no inner turmoil, no inner debate regarding the fact that he's more or less been stalking her for God knows how long. Time is a figment of humanity anyway.
You're here early.
I am, yes. Just buying a towel.
Just a towel today? Just one towel?
He looks at the cotton he has in his hand. Yes, it'll suffice for a new life. Just then, a funny thing happened. Little Billy began to hear somebody whispering in his ear. He knew exactly who it was. It was the devil. The devil always started whispering to him when he was especially bored.
"It would be easy," the devil was whispering, "to climb out through that window. No one would see you. And in a jiffy, you would be in the garden. And in another jiffy, you would be through the front gate, and in yet another jiffy, you would be exploring the marvellous forest of sin all by yourself. It is a super place. Do not believe one word of what your mother says about wangdoodles and horn swogglers and snozwanglers and vermicious nids and the terrible blood-suckling, tooth-pluckling, stone-chuckling spittler. Oh, there are no such things."
"What is in there?"
little Billy whispered.
"Wild strawberries,"
the devil whispered back.
"The whole floor of the forest is carpeted with wild strawberries, every one of them luscious and red and juicy ripe. Go and see for yourself."
These were the words the devil whispered softly into little Billy's ear on that sunny summer afternoon. The next moment, little Billy had opened the window and was climbing out. Owen stared on, pale, his face drawn, as if he couldn't understand why this was happening. Who are these people? Bud won the City of Vancouver Book Award for a collection of his poetry. Normally, the award is presented by the mayor, but Owen refused to do it. Bud was beginning to despair. He had fought so hard, but the mayor seemed to be an insurmountable barrier. But then something nobody could have predicted happened. Embarrassed by this endless protest, Mayor Owen decided he'd better find out who these addicts were and how they could be shut up. They were from a different world. He had been a businessman for 30 years and came from a privileged political dynasty in which his grandfather was the chief constable and his father the lieutenant governor. He hadn't ever known any addicts. So he decided to walk around the downtown east side incognito and sit with the addicts and hear what they had to say. And this man, who had argued that they should all be rounded up and locked away on army bases, this local Harry Anslinger, was amazed.
"I wonder, by my troth, what thou and I did till we loved. Were we not weaned till then? But sucked on country pleasures childishly? Or snorted we in the seven sleepers' den? 'Twas so, but this all pleasures' fancies be. If ever any beauty I did see which I desired and got, 'twas but a dream of thee. And now good morrow to our waking souls, which watch not one another out of fear. For love or love of other sights controls, and makes one little room and everywhere. Let sea discoverers to new worlds hath gone. Let maps to other worlds on worlds hath shown. Let us possess one world. Each hath one, and is one. Thy face in mine eye, thine in mine appears. And true plain hearts do in the faces rest. Where can we find two better hemispheres, without sharp north, without declining west? Whatever dies was not mixed equally. If our two loves be one, or thou and I love so alike that none do slacken, none can die.
Byzantium, a dusty, fly-infested Greek fishing village, seemed an unlikely location in which to build the new capital of the Roman Empire when Emperor Constantine chose it as the site of Constantinople in the 4th century. But by bridging the continents of Europe and Asia, this spot would remain at the beating heart of world politics, the capital of not one but two colossal empires, the Byzantine, or Eastern Roman, and the Ottoman, which successively dominated most of Eastern Europe and the Middle East for 1.5 millennia. And the city's history didn't end with the collapse of the empires that built it. Modern-day Istanbul is a thriving megalopolis with over 15 million residents, newly constructed skyscrapers piercing the sky alongside the minarets of the city's time-honored mosques.